You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tov Shin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's exciting Daf in Chulin is Daf Chof Daled, and we are in the middle of this series of Mishnayot that juxtapose mirror image dinim. So interestingly, they've all been sort of focused on inyanim of kachim since we talked about the Torim and the Bnei Yonah, and in the Gemara, of course, we got to the sugya of Palgas yesterday, and then we talked about the Paraduma and the Egla Rufa, and today we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Chof Daled Amud Aleph, which contrasts Kohanim and Levim. So, Kasher b'Kohanim pasul b'Levim, Kasher b'Levim pasul b'Kohanim. Whatever is kosher for a Kohen is unacceptable for a Levi, what is kosher for a Levi is unacceptable for a Kohen, and the Braita will explain. Tana Rabba. Kohanim are pasul b'Mumin, but Levim aren't. On the other hand, Kohanim are Bishanim Kshirim. We don't find anywhere that the Torah defines how old a Kohen may be to do Aveda. It doesn't matter if he's 90 years old, he can still do the Aveda. On the other hand, Leviim are not Pasol B'Mumin. B'Mumin, they're Kshirim. But on the other hand, they're Pasol B'Ad Ben Chamishim Shana. So that means they're Pasol B'Shanim. Nim Tzakash B'Kohanim Pasol B'Leviim. Now, where do we get this from? The Tana Rabbanan, in introducing the dinim of the Levim, the Torah says, Zot asher l'Levim, miben chamesh v'esrim shana v'mala, yavo l'tzvot tzava b'avodat o mo'ed, o miben chamishim shana, yashuv mitzvah avodat, v'lo yavod od. So what that's saying is, Beferish, there's no way that a Levi can work if he's above 50 years old. Now, why does it say Zot Asher Levim? I mean, we've been talking about Levim, obviously about the Levim. So here's the idea. Having been told that Miben Chamishim Shana Yashuv, this teaches us that Levim are posel b'shanim. Lamadnu la Levim shashanim poslim b'hem. Now, the reason that we need to say Zot Asher Levim is because we might have thought Yachol Mumin Poslim Behem, that certainly if they have some type of bodily blemish, then they're Poslim. I mean, isn't it obvious? It's a Kavachomer, a Dinu. If Kohanim, Ma Kohanim She'in HaShanim Poslim Behem, where the Torah does not have any Hakpada on the age of the Kohen, we're going to see that later on from the Diak and the Posek here, Asher LaLevim, and not the Kohanim. Nonetheless, Mumin are Poslim Behem. Now, that shows you that a Mum is much more blatant psul than the age of Levim. Shashanim Poslim Behem, Enodin Shehem Mumin Poslim Behem. So Koshkein Levim, where the Torah is makbid on, they're not being older than 50 years old, kosher kain, if there's something wrong with their body, they should be possible. Therefore, that explains why it says Zot Asher Levim. Because it wants to stress, look, the following are the requirements for Levim, there are no other requirements. So Zot Levim, Vena Feret Levim. As long as they fit into that age group of 30 to 50, then that's their Havodah. Now, once that's a given, of course, you might think that the opposite is true. Let's turn around and make a Kavachom in the opposite direction. Should it not be that Kohanim were definitely would be possible by being older than 50? I mean, umalavim she'in mumim poslim b'hem, shanim poslim b'hem. The only information that we now have is that the Levim, even though they're impervious to a psul of mum, but the age is far more effective than a mum in possibly. So if a Kohen is vulnerable to a mum, certainly the age is a problem. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vizot asher lalvim, only to the Levim and not to Kohanim. Now, this is a description of the situation in the Midbar around the Mishkan. Yochol af b'shilo uve beit olamim kein. You might think that this age limit, 30 to 50, defines the Levim even in terms of the Beit HaMikdash or in terms of Shiloh, where, of course, the job of the Levim was very strongly modified because the Tzvah HaAvodah, as it's defined around the Mishkan, includes carrying some rather heavy weights, not only carrying a tune. So the din, that's not a play on words, that's the makor of the din of Shira. Lisa, he said to carry, the carry of Shira, says the Gemara. So there I would say, okay, maybe there's taka change. Inachinami, says the Torah. La'avod avodat avodat ve'avodat masa. Avodat masa means what we're talking about. Lo amarti el bizman she'avodat v'ketev. It's only where you're carrying things on your shoulder. Okay, so in there, this is the avodat masa. But if there's no psul for avodat masa, there's not going to be a psul at all. And therefore, we don't have the limit of 50. Now, it's a little bit strange, but there's an awfully blatant contradiction in the description of the Levium in the two parshas, the initial count of the Levium, and then the actual giving over the Kedushas of Levium later, where we have the picking them up and so on. Take a look how it's presented. Ketuvah Chadomer, our pasuk, which is Darshan Zot Asher Levium, that's early on in the story of Levium. So over there it says, Mi Ben Chamesh V'Yasrim Shana V'Mala. Very clearly, 25 years and up, he is supposed to be Yavol Litzvot Savah B'Avodat HaMoed. But then, later, it says, Ben Shloshim Shana V'Mala, Rav Ben Hamishim. I mean, look, you can't plaster over this one. I mean, Yav Shalomar Shloshim. I mean, it does say Yasrim V'Chamesh. And you can't say Yasrim V'Chamesh if it says Shloshim. So how do you explain that? Okay, it's that. This teaches us that Levium University is a 5-year course. So that we have a Srim Lechamesh, they have to come to begin their studies of how it is to do the Aveda and everything that's involved. And then 5 years later they graduate, and as a graduate from Levium University, then they're Nichvas the Aveda. I suspect, if I don't have a proof to it, but it's from the Lashon and Gemara, I suspect that the only explanation is that you cannot do anything unless there's no such thing as a psychiatrist who's not also a doctor, what it's saying. In other words, either you're a kabuki in the entire system that you're dealing with, which includes all the avedas and all of kachin, because we're going to see later the Gemara talk about Hilchos Aveda, what did they have to do with Hilchos Aveda? And that is an amazing thing.
That's such a modern idea.
Well, it's only an extremely contemporary idea. The modern idea is to specialize. You don't need to know anything about anything, which is a horror.
It's in the kind of started nation's shevach of the Israelis, is that, for example, in the military mission, everybody going to the mission can take over everybody else's part. So if, let's say there's planes, the way the Americans attack, four different planes, and first they're going to come in with the heavy bombs, this one, but let's say one part gets knocked out, there's nothing to do. The Israelis, everybody knows everybody else's mission, and if they get preoccupied, they'll handle, and that happens normally, they handle everything. They have the re-engineering the corporation idea, but beyond, that I can do all of those things, not just I know all about it.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
That's the root of the smoke alliances. I can do everything. Okay, but in any event, I really suspect that's
so
it.
Really
a Levi graduates to pick up a piece of the Mishkan after he knows all of Kachin and everything that it's going to give. Absolutely. This is your area.
To be supportive of the Kohanim, whatever they're doing, and to keep on top of it.
That's what they are. They're the Shrekim. What are you going to do? You don't send a specialized, an expert system to deal with something. You send a human being. That's what the only explanation I can think of.
And the specific job is only given when they give the order.
Yeah. That's worse than that. They aren't even Kayanim and have Tukki in the Dinim of the Abayta, the Gemara says.
When do I determine if you're a Mishoyer or a Mishoyer?
Yeah, okay, that afterwards they set up Mishmaris.
Graduate.
Okay, in any event, so therefore, for you, we learn from here that Mikan, the Talmud, Shalora, Asim, and Yafir, the Mishnato, Chameshanim, Shuvenoro. We set up the Levium University, not because we assume that everybody learns same pace, but because we actually aim for the lowest Hamadinamid. which means that if you can graduate in 5 years, that's okay. If you can't graduate in 5 years, you ain't ever going to graduate. Because otherwise, why would the Torah pick 5 years? I mean, obviously, there's people who could do this quickly. That's the point, which means that you should, there's a point at which you stop banging your head against something that you're not supposed to. 5 years. Rabbi Yossi says, why 5 years? We have a clear right from the pasuk that it only takes 3 years. Because look, Nebuchadnezzar brings in all of these kids from Eretz Israel, gives them a very special accelerated course, right? And he's got maskilim, b'kol chokma, yodei dat, b'vinei mada, koch b'amlamod b'hechal ha-melech, b'lamdom sefer v'lashon kasdim. And then if they graduate, they're supposed to become part of the diplomatic corps of Bavel. And that's 3 years. It's a three-year course. V'idah. So you see that 3 years, if they wouldn't make it in 3 years, then they're dropouts. So why do you say 5 years? V'idah. So what is the... what does our Tana say? Shiny Lashon Kasdim. What's the big deal? What, to learn to speak perfect Kasdi, to have all of the diplomatic issues? What do you got to know for that? That's child's play. That's 3 years. This is serious learning. The Idach, Mashenker and Yossi says, on the contrary, Hilchas Aveda, I mean, that's ridiculously difficult. We're talking about, you know, regular things in life, like quantum physics, stuff like that. So that's 3 years. But in the Levian University, it's 5 years. Don Rabba. Kohen Mishi Avishte Sarot Achi Askin Kasher Lavada. Look, a Kohen has no predetermined professional lifespan. As long as he's old enough, he's a Godel, and until he gets old, whatever that means, later the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean by old? He's kosher laveda, but mumin or personal, but he has to have a perfect body. Mashenken ben Levi, he cannot start doing his work when he's mishi avishtei sarot. He's got to be a full adult of ben shloshim. And his professional career spans me ben shloshim ad ben chamishim. Only then he's kosher laveda, shanim posbinbo. Ba'medvar mamon ba'omoyt shebe midvar, as we saw, all of this is lo amarte le bizman she'avoda bekatev. But b'shilo, b'beit olamim, the only thing that's going to make a Levi possible is if he can't sing. He's got a bad voice, or something happens to his voice. Now this, again, seems to be mashma, that even if he's a sho'er, he becomes himself a little difficult. In other words, you need to be roi to be a Levi. It's possible. Omer Reb Yossi, my pro, where do we see that it's a din specifically in your voice? Because it says, Vayi ke'echad. Ke'echad is the pshat, it doesn't matter your age. Rashi points out, ke'echad is no matter what your age is. You all get together. To be mechatzatzrim, b'shorarim, but on condition, it's lashmiya kol echad. And you end up sounding harmonious. But, I mean, if you sound like some of these choirs, that doesn't count. And you cannot be a Levi. Okay, you said Achi Yaskin, but what does that mean, Achi Yaskin? How do we define someone who is old? Omer Rabbi Lam, Rabbi Chanina, look, when it comes to Kohen, the point is that if he's trembling and he's unable to hold himself up or hold what he's working with correctly, then it's inappropriate for such a person to be Oved, and therefore at that point he's called a Zokin. Zanhata, we have another sugya that defines zikna in a very curious way. A balkeri who was tovel in the mikveh, but did not urinate before going to the mikveh. He then goes to the mikveh, and now he urinates. Says Rabbi Yossi, look, there's always a problem of some ejaculate remaining inside his penis. He urinates, and now... So now when he urinates, we're always afraid that he once again became a balkari, because in his stream of urination, he might have also ejected some additional semen. At this point, he becomes tummy again. So that's the moment of tuma. Now, says Rav Yossi, that depends if he is old. So if he's cholef, he's ill, or if he's a zakein, then he's tamei. But if he's a yeled, obviously yeled means yeled and not a zakein, if he's a boy and he's well, he's tohar, because ejaculation is complete unless he's old. Now, how do you define a boy? Hatkama. Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Chanina, I'll tell you. If he can stand on one foot and take off his shoe and put on his shoe, he's a boy. That's very curious.
He has
a very, very curious shoe of age. And they say, of course, it was Rabbi Chanina who brought this as the age limit. Well, they do say Rabbi Chanina, when he was 80 years old, used to stand on one foot and put on his shoe. So Shaya ben Shmonim Shana, v'haya omed haraglo achat, v'choleitz min alo, v'noel min alo. Rabbi Chanina would always say, yep, it was my mommy. It was the chamin v'shemen, shesachati imi b'yaldati. She always took good care of me, you know, oiled my skin, gave me warm baths. That's what did it for me. Ein amduli be'etz dignati. That's what stood for me. Okay, so year two, we have a concept of zikna, where zikna has something to do with age, that's the point. We're trying to recognize that when you say the word zaken, you say the word yeled, they can actually be referring to very different things depending on the context. Tana Rabbanan, nitmale zikna, once a boy is fully bearded, now he's considered to be choshuv, roi le'asor shviat tzibur, le'red lifnei ateva, lisat kapav. He can now be a shliach tzibur. He can go down. He can lane for people. He can say kriyat shma for people. He can go up and be on the duchen as a kohen. Now, Tosfos points out this doesn't make any sense. Each and every one of these things, elsewhere and separately, it says that the only thing you need to do these things is to be a gadol. Mishia vishle saro. So why over here are we suddenly talking about nitbalei zikna? Zikna is facial hair. Yeah. So why are we talking about Nidmale Zikna? No, I thought it's Kishevishte Sarot. So Tosis is mechalik between the job of Shliach Tzibur. The job of Shliach Tzibur is that he's set up as the chazan. He's set up as the one who's going to do this big viut. That requires a certain chashivas. To just be somebody that's saying, hey, go daven, go daven. That's fine. That's not the chashivut of the Tzibur. Also, suggests Tosis, there are special times. Like the Taniyot, the Ma'amador, the Yom Tov. We're over there, you want somebody who is choshev to be the chazan. You don't send up a kid to daven. The same thing is true when it comes to Birkat Kohanim. Albeit a katan is Eila L'duchan, but that's only with adults. On his own, you wouldn't, cotton in the sense of, not, it says cotton, but Rashi explains there, it means a young boy, but he's bar mitzvah. But he's bar mitzvah. So you don't do that if he's on his own. And thus brings a raya from a beautiful Dogyar Sugya, that the Gemara says that between the legs of the Levim who were standing on the Dufan, there were little kids. And they called them the Tsare HaLevim, because the Levim could never match their sopranos. And they were always trying to shatter glass too, but they could never make it. So, but that's only between the legs of the gedolim. In other words, they don't get up there on their own. So it's the same idea, Kohanim, same thing. Now, me'ematai kasher l'avoda. Here's the part that we're concerned about. Here it says, at which point are they kosher for aveda? Mishiavishte sarot. A Kohen, as long as he's a gadol, he's able to do the Aveda. Rebbe Omer? Well, no, I don't go along with that. Omer Ani, I say, he's got to be 20 years old. Omer Chista, where does Rebbe get this from? My time at Rebbe, I mean, that's really picking it out of a hat. I mean, we had 25, we had 30. Where do you get 20 years old? Ah, his makor is interestingly a historical makor. Where it says in the Pasuk, Vayamidu, here we're talking about setting everything up in Ezra, Vayamidu et alavim mi ben esrim shana v'mala, l'natzeach ha-melechet beit Hashem. So there you see, it mentions Beferish. Now, of course, we're going to ask in a moment, it does the same thing here about Kohanim, it's talking about Levim, but we'll see about that in a moment. So to be menatzeach ha-melechet beit Hashem, you need to be 20 years old. V'idach, and those who argue on Rebbe, and they say, from the time he's a gadol, l'natzeach. What do you mean l'natzeach? The word l'natzeach is either being in charge, or means doing something very difficult. I mean, you don't say to achieve victory unless you've got a real challenge, okay? Challenging things, whatever that is. There you need to be 20. But otherwise, we say it's sufficient to be a gadol. Wait a minute. It says, by a minute, I'll be him. Well, you bring a raya for Kohanim. Of course, I mean, Levim, there's always an Indian of Shanim. So, I crab a Levim k'tiv. No, not really. It's calling them Levim. But the context of the Pasuk makes it clear that we're talking about the actual Aveda and their Kohanim. And actually, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pointed out, this is amazing, that the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's kever was just discovered on the property of the, what is it, Pilzer? No, it's Pilzer. Unbelievable.
Where?
In Sipori. He was building a swimming pool. Oh, Mom is amazing. He's building a swimming pool on his property, and he hits a door underground in a cave. Big plaque on the door. This is the Malcolm review of Shulman. Mm-hmm. My God. Yeah.
The
plaque from
the ancient times?
Yeah. Of course.
The shop is built on the cemetery, so it's outside the city. I have stopped going. The whole Moshav is sitting on the big farot of Mishnah Talmud Tiripari.
You're kidding.
Where they built it's outside the limits, right? So
well, Tzipor is in Barney, yes,
well, not the big farot.
What?
What happened to the swimming pool?
Well, what happened was he first finished the swimming pool and then telephoned. It got into a lot of trouble.
And they took his own away from him.
That's insane. What do you mean away from him? Away from Rabbi Shulman Levi? Yes, away from Rabbi Shulman Levi. They physically removed the stone, claiming that they need to do research on it, and never put it back. Can you imagine if somebody else would do that? Yeah, crazy. Yeah, it's understandable why he didn't want to report it. But now people come to visit his swimming pool. And to pray. No, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was quite from. Yeah. So the question over here is it Levi or Kohen? As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There are 24 places where we find in the Tanakh that we refer to Kohanim in the broader rubric of Levim. Rashi says that the Pashtus is because they're expressions of Shevet Levi, but that he was also told that it could be, the point is that the word Levi means to be a mishamech. L'lavot alecha off, it means to join you in your work. That's interesting because Kohen is also a lashon of mishamech. So here Rashi is putting together with spirit in the Torah, we talk about Kohanim. Here he says ani shamati. But this is 24 mikomot. Now obviously the 24 mikomot is very no gebesrim arba. That's the Mishnah Novos. 24 malas of the kuhuna. There's 24 matanais kuhuna that we have in the parsha of Kairah. And then we have the 24 mikomot where we do the shmira. And then we have the 24 birds, which are all kohanim oriented, that are considered to be tame. Then we have 24 blackbirds baked in a pie, which is a dainty dish to set before a king, which is in the Malkum the Beis Hamikdash specifically. In any event, 24 hours of Shemesh, and it's a Shimush. That's a given. All right, so the Mishamshim of the Shemesh, it's all a question of 24, therefore 24 Mekemes. We find that indeed Kohanim referred to Levim, and I'll bring you an example of a case where you cannot attempt to argue. V'zeh Chadmiyah. Ve'akohanim v'halavim b'nei Tzadok. Now, Tzadok was the Kohen, so you certainly can't refer to children as Levim and not Kohanim. So obviously, HaKohanim that are Levim, the next other. You see that we call Kohanim Levim.
Rabbi Yaakov
wants to point that word
out.
Yes, excellent. Excellent. Yes, of course, that was our Simonov.
Rabbi read it right in two thoughts.
Wait, Halavim?
Rabbi said, Ve Halavim.
No. Okay. No, sorry, did that. Tana Rabbanan. Ish mizaracha ledorotam. Ish mizaracha means it has to be an ish. Omer Rabbi Elazar. This teaches us that a katan is pasul avodah vafilutam. Since daber al aharon is ish mizaracha, this is the parsha of mum, ish bizarcha sheyeh bo mum. This means an ish needs a mum to be possible, but a non-ish is possible even without a mum. So afilu tam is possible as a kohen, and meyemad. Excuse me, kasher lavada. Actually, mikra din mishiyavish tei sarot. However, there's a concept of social appropriateness. And echav hakohanim ein menichin oto lavod. If the kid tries to come in, they boot him out. Achia ben esrim. Now, the question is, this makes it clear that it's a social issue. But the kohanim decided it's inappropriate for it. It needs to be a certain level of decorum and so on. The decorum requires ben esrim. The question is this what Rebbe was referring to when he said, I say he's got to be 20, so that's an expression of the decorum that we found in Sefer Ezra? Or Rebbe held it to be mitzad adin, not mitzad decorum. And the Rabbanan who said it's kosher agree that there's a decorum that the Tlemaisa not allowed. So that's what the Gemara wants to know now. Ikedi Amre, some indeed understand this as saying, no, that's what Rebbe meant. Rebbe meant, I say 20 because that's the way it is. So, but in terms of the din, Lemaisa, if he snuck in there and did the Aveda, I feel a psul de Rabbanan. There's no real psul. Ikedi Amre, no. Rebbe himself holds that it's actually a psul, albeit min Rabbanan. Obviously, the Torah never gave an age. But if we find that at the time of Ezra, they were makbid on Ben Esrim, so then it must be that this is a real shir, min Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan, who argue on Rebbe and say that it's kosher, they agree that lechatchila, they're not allowed in. So that's the other way of understanding it then is that harabbanan he. And what it says over here, they're not allowing him, l'chatchila hu d'lo, but l'maisa, if he would have done the avoda, so bidi avad, which of course here has a double meaning, then avodato kisheram. Dear Mr. President,
Dr. Heilige Mishnah,
tohor b'kli cheres, tamei b'kol hakelim. Tohor b'kol hakelim, tamei b'kli cheres. Moving on from kachrim to tyrant, which we're going to have a series on Dinei Tyrus. It's very exciting now. The din is that whatever would make a kli that's not a kli cheres tamei remains tor with a kli cheres. And whatever would not make a normal kli tamei, it makes a kli cheres tamei. Wow, that is weird. What does that mean, explains the Baraita? Tana Rabbana. The avir of a kli cheres is tamei. If something tamei falls, doesn't even touch, falls into the airspace of a kli cheres, the entire kli becomes tamei. But if it even touches the kli cheres from the outside, it remains tamei. The whole kli is tamei. Obviously, once it became tamei inside, the outside also is tamei. But the point is, it will not be mekabel tuma from the outside. So gabo tahor, not to be confused with the different parts of the kli, part of his tummy, part of his tar. Please, that's not what it means. We're talking about the avir kli cheres tummy in the sense of being able to convey tuma to the kli. The back, the actual sides of the kli, even through touching, would remain tar. The exact opposite is true of any other kli, which is called kli shetef, as opposed to kli cheres. The reason we refer to other kelim as kli shetef, which means washable, is because they can be put into a mikveh. So you can wash off with the tumah. We call kli shetef. Kli cheres, since there's no way to be metayer kli cheres, except, as the Torah says, break yishaver. So we use that distinction of the mikveh's capability of being metayer as a way of referring to it. So other kelim, meaning kli shetef, is the exact opposite. The avir, you hang something that's metamer, say one of the Shemayna Shrotzim or whatever, in the avir of your aluminum pot, remains completely tar. You touch it, even to the back of your aluminum pot, it's completely tamei. So what that means, therefore, is nimtza, tohor b'kli cheres tamei b'chol hakelim, tohor b'chol hakelim tamei b'kli cheres. Please try English. Matechet. All matechet is not artificial. It just was rather difficult to separate it out many, many years until the idea was stumbled. The Tana Rabbana, Tocho The Torah says, and we're going to be getting into this much more tomorrow, but I think we should at least do a little bit of an introduction over here. So the Torah talks about the Chol Kli Cheres. Listen carefully, because this is a reference both to being Mekabel Tumah and being Metame. The Chol Kli Cheres Asher Yipo Mehem El Tocho. And here it's talking about the Shmoneh Shvatzim. One of the Shmoneh Shvatzim falls into a Kli Cheres. Continues the pasuk, Kol Asher B'tocho Yitma. Everything inside that Kli Cheres becomes Tame, and then Oto Tishboru. You break the Kli. What does that mean? If it says Tocho, it means inside, even though it didn't come in contact with anything. Now, well, wait a minute. How do you know that? Atomer Afa B'Shalom Naga. I mean, maybe what the Torah is saying is that the only way to be Matame Kli Cheres is the way you'd be Matame anything. You have to touch it. But only if you touch the inside, not if you touch the outside. Where do you get the idea that the airspace is sufficient? You don't actually need to touch it. You hang it in on a thread and leave it in the middle of the air, and it'll still be Matame. I don't see that in the pasuk. Ah, well, I do, says Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtumas. Read it carefully. You're saying, oh, ain't Elim Kei Naga? No. Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtumas Omer, look, this pasuk includes two different dinim, if you listen. It says, Kol a klicher shiipomeyam el tocho, kol asher bitocho yitma. Now, when it says kol asher bitocho yitma, does it mean only if it's touching what's bitocho? Absolutely not. Because, as we'll see in a moment, kol asher bitocho means even if it's not in touch with it. So, if ne'emar tocho litame, tocho is said for something to be mekabel tuma, and tocho is said to give off tuma, litame something else. So I would say, in the same, they're the same. Ma tocho ha'amur litame. For the kli to be mitame something else, it's obviously afopi shalo naga, as we're going to see. In the same context the Torah is using el tocho, must mean tocho ha'amur litame. In the lashon of the Gemara, using a yud is the equivalent of saying lehitame, or lehitame. So to make something tame, to be makabel tuma, li tame, is afal pishalo naga. They're both used in the same way. Therefore, the tocho doesn't mean touching a tocho. By definition, tocho means inside, meaning in the airspace, in the contents. Afal pishalo naga. What makes you so sure? Es the Gemara, I mean, hatamin nalan. What makes you absolutely certain that it cannot be through touching? Omar Rabbi Yonatan, look. The pasuk is saying over here, anything in that kli cheres, kol asher b'tocho, shuz haTorah heida al kli cheres, the Torah testifies to you, kol asher b'tocho, I don't care what that is. So let's imagine a case where a kli cheres is full of mustard seed. Okay, so you've got 100,000 mustard seeds. Now, how many of those mustard seeds are touching the actual body of the kli cheres? Very small proportion. You're going to say, well, okay, but they become tame, they're metame, the ones next to them, ad infinitum. No, for many reasons. A, you need to have a shear of a kibetza in order to be metame. Where is the kibetza over here? Furthermore, we hold that an ochel is not metame, another ochel. Furthermore, even if you hold, you don't need a shear to be metame. You need to hold ochel is mekab. Let's say they are metame, okay. So the kli is metame, the first layer. First layer becomes now a rishon l'tum. Now it's matame something else. Let's assume even a rishon, which isn't true, as we'll see. The first one takes the next row, becomes a sheni. In reality, shlishi. Shlishi can't go any further. So out of the 100,000 mustard seeds that you've got here, how many of them are going to be tame? And yet the Torah is saying, kol ha'beshe b'tocho yitma. Obviously, it's the space that's matame, not the touching of the kli that's matame. Once that's true for the way that the kli can give off tuma, I mean, the entire nature of tuma anyway is an interaction. Now, of course, there's another alternative. Another alternative may be the way to look at it, is to say that the entire area is full of tuma, like a house with a mason, let's say. So the oil makes the entire place full of tuma. We're going to see that that's not true, remarkably. It's not that it's full of tuma. It's that the airspace... So you know, if you think, okay, if I remove the tuma, so now it's not that the airspace is full of tuma. It's kol asher b'tocho yitma. You might have thought that that means... So okay, if there's a sheretz in there, the entire thing is filled with tuma, the sheretz. Anything that falls in is being exposed directly to the tuma of the sheretz. But if there's no sheretz in there, so then it's not going to be matame. That, we're going to see very clearly, is not the case tomorrow. We're going to go through the sugya to prove that that's not what the Torah means here. But in any event, you do see. Well, what do you see? Maybe all you see is that the Kli is mitzarev, little bits of solid material, the way a Kli is mitzarev a liquid. In a liquid, you don't say every molecule has to be the time of the next molecule, and it does have to be a Kli Keres. If you have liquid inside of a metal Kli, it's the same thing, because it's one thing. So how do you know, especially as we know, we already saw it earlier, Zvartim we saw it. Kol asher b'tocho, no, I'm sorry, kaf achat asra, zav malei ha'ktoret, ha'kaf oseh kulo, one thing, kaf achat. So maybe the only issue over here is, doesn't matter how many little pieces are involved, if it's in the Kli Keres, it's all one thing. So if you touch it, it's tameh. But how do you know it has entered the airspace? So Tosha suggests that the Gemara is just saying it this way to be impressive, but it really has nothing to do with the little seeds. It has to do with the fact that kol asher b'tocho would imply, even if it's hanging on a thread lowered into it, it's still kol asher b'tocho. And therefore it can't be because of tziruf, it has to be because of the actual airspace itself being metame. But in any event, we have now learned that Kli Keres is indeed metame mitocho. Tomorrow we'll get into the details of how do we know a Kli Shetif is not metame mitocho. We're going to do exactly what we always do. Given this information, let's make a Kal V'Chomer in the other way. And then when we disprove it, we'll make a Kal V'Chomer in the other direction, and we'll finally get to the basis of the entire limud, to the diukim in the psukim, throughout the delicious sugya, which is going to be analyzed in four different yummy tochos. נמצא כאשר בכהנים פסול בלוויים, כאשר בלוויים פסול בכהנים. מנון המילד, תודה רבה, זאת אשר ללוויים. What's that all about? Well, לפי שניהם, אבי בן 50 שנה ישוב, למדו ללוויים שהשנים פוסלים בהם. יוכל מומים פוסלים בהם, בדינו. ומה הכהנים שאין השנים פוסלים בהם, מומים פוסלים בהם, לוויים שהשנים פוסלים בהם, אין עודים שיהיה מומים פוסלים בהם, Talmud Lomar, Zot Asher Lalavim, Zot and only Zot Lalavim, Vein Acheret Lalavim. Now you might say, let's take it in the other direction. Yochel you are Kohanim Pesulim Bishanim, and, I mean, after all, Valodinu, Uma Lavim Shein Mumim Poslim Behem Shanim Poslim Behem, Kohanim Shamumim Poslim Behem Enotin Shiv Shanim Poslim Behem. Talmud Lomar, Zot Asher Lalavim, Lalavim Velo Asher Lekohanim. יכול אף בשילו בבית עולמים כן, תלמוד לומר לעבוד עבודת עבודה ועבודת מסע. לא אמרתי אלא בזמן שהעבודה בכתב. כתוב אחד אומר מבין 5 ו-20 שנה ומעלה, וכתוב אחד אומר מבין 30, נעלות. אי אפשר לומר 30 שכבר נאמר 25, ואי אפשר לומר 25 שכבר נאמר 30. הכיצד 25 ללמוד, 30 לעבודה. מכאן לתלמיד שלו ראה סימן יפה במשנתו 5 שנים, שוב אינו רואה. רבי יוסי אומר, 3 שנים, שם לגדלם, שנים 3, שלא למדם ספר ולשון כסדים. ואידך, שאני לשון כסדים, that's a short course, call it. ואידך, שאני הולכות עבודה, תתקיפי. תודה רבה. כהן מי שיביא 2 שערות עד שיסכין, כשר לעבודה ומומים פוסלים בו. בן לוי מבין 30 ובן 50 קשה לעבודה, ושנים פוסלים בו. במה דבר אומר בעומד שבמדבר, אבל בשילו בבית עולמים, אין נפסלים אלא בכל. אומר רבי יוסי, מה יקרא? ויהי כאחד למחצצרים ולבשוררים, להשמיע כל אחד. עד שיסכין עד כמה? אומר רבי לא, אומר רבי חנינה, עד שירתית. צנן הטעם, בעל קרי שטבל ולא יטיל מים, Liki Shiatil, he becomes tummy again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that's only a chol and a zaken is tummy. But a yeled who is well is tahor. Yeled at kama. Omer Rabbi La, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol shom meil al raglo achat, v'chavetz bin alo, v'noel min alo. Not coincidentally, amru alav Rabbi Chanina, shaya ben 80 shana, v'yom min al raglo achat, v'chavetz bin alo, v'noel min alo. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Chamin v'shemen, shesachati mi bialtoti, einam duli beit ziktoti. Tana Rabbana, Nitbali Zikno, Ro'i Le'asot, Shliach Tzibur, Le'red Lifnei HaTeiva, Lisa'at Kapav, Me'imata Kasher Le'avoda, Mishavi Shtei Sarot, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Atshe Ben Esrim. Om Rav Kista, my time in the Rebbe, Dechti Ve'amidu Et Alavim, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Le'natzeach HaMalachet Beit Hashem, Ve'idach Nu, Le'natzeach. That you need to be mature. That's not a problem. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, be'asrim v'arba'a mekomot, nikru'u kohanim leviim, v'zeh echad meyem, v'akohanim alviim b'nei tzadok, t'rabon, ish b'zarakal adoratam, now I pass on your first hour. Mikan, Amar Rabbi Elazar, katan pasul avada filutam, mi'im b'tai kasher l'avada, mishavishtei sarot, this is Rebbe. And it's really only a social. This is going a little bit Rabbana. And even the Rabbanan, only we're saying it's kosher l'chatchila. But b'diavad, it's not to be done socially l'chatchila. But here, b'diavad, avodato kshira. It's the same pasuk. It's using the word tocho litame. It's using the word tocho litame. Ma tocho mor litame afal gav shalon aga. After tocho mor litame afal bishalon aga. Va'atamin alan. Omar Rabbi Yonatan, atorah yirak licheres ve'afilo mole chardal. That was the recording from the 12th cycle. Today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. And here we have Hillel Hazaken sitting under the cold snow, but ready to give us an introduction. Whatever it is that would still be kosher when it comes to a kohen would be possible with a levi, but what would be kosher by a levi would still be possible by a kohen. What is this referring to? Tana Rabbana, kohanim b'mumin pesulim b'shanim kishirim. Now kohanim only become possible if they have a mum, but they're not possible by any age. But they can levim, when they have a mum, they're kosher. But b'shanim pesulim, Torah gives us an age limit for levim. So it says by the time they're 50 years old, they have to be shoved from the Tzvaha Avodah. In which case, we now understand, Nimtza kasher b'kohanim pasul b'alviim, kasher b'alviim pasul b'kohanim. So a part of it is the pashtus is, and the word Nimtza implies this very much, that the Mishnah is a reference to these particular issues, mumim by kohanim, which are kasher b'alviim, and Shani by Levim, which are kosher the Kohen. We'll see whether there's any problem in that as we go through. How do we know that a mum passes by a Kohen, not by a Levi, and Shani passes by Levim, not by Kohenim? The Tanur Rabbanim, Zot Asher La Levim. Now the whole parshan Ba'alotecha there is referring to the bringing the Levim into the Kedusha with the waving and so on. So, why all of a sudden do we, in the middle of this sugya, start saying, Zot Asher Alavihim? Mephisha Ne'amam Ben Hamishim Shana Yeshu, Labadul Alavihim Shashanim Posimim Behem. Because since in the context of this mitzvah, the Torah tells us that when the Levi is 50 years old, he no longer can work in the Beis HaMikdash, which shows us that the Levi is limited to a retirement age of 50. So Yochel Mumin Poslim Mem, I certainly would have thought that a Mum also Poslim Mem. As a matter of fact, the didn't, even a Kavachomer, if Kohanim, as we will see, She'in HaShanim Poslim Mem, Mumin Poslim Mem, if Kohanim are Posel with a Mum, even though they're not kosher, not Posel with the age, so Levim Shashanim Poslim Mem, Levim with the Torah is more makbid on Kiddushas Halevi, apparently, and saying that they have to retire at 50. So Koshikin Mumin should passel them. In Adinshe Mumin Poslim Mehet. Therefore, we need the introduction that says, Zot Asher Lalevim. Zot Lalevim Vein Akeret Lalevim. There is no other psul for Lalevim other than what is here in this defined, namely 50 years of age. Yoko, now that that's a given, Yoko Yuakoanim Psulim Bashanim. Now let's turn it around and say, if that's the case, then we should now make a kavachomer that for sure Kohanim are Psulim Bashanim. V'halodinu, if Levim, She'im Mumim Posel Behem, are nonetheless Posel Bashanim, Kohanim, She'am Mumim Poslim Behem, Enodin, She'am Shanim Poslim Behem. So for sure, Kohanim that are more sensitive to Mum should be more sensitive to age and should be Posel. Talmud Lomar, Zot Asher Lalevim, V'lo Asher LeKohanim. These things are dafka, pasul the Lalevim, but do not pasul Kohanim. Now you might think that this is a given. In other words, that no matter what the circumstances, the Levi will always have this psul. It's like a Xeris Akrosov. He's an old Levi. He's too old to work. He's already over 50. So you might think that that would be true even in Shiloh and in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Levim Zavoda was defined very differently than it was defined in the Machana. The Machana, Levi Zavoda, consisted of a lot of physical labor, a lot of manual labor. He had to lift, he had to carry, he had to construct. He was a construction worker, basically. So you might think that even at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, or in Shiloh, where it was already Kavua, the Aron, and there wasn't at the Priuk and Binyan of Mishkan, the walls were made out of stone there, and they were permanent. So there too, there would be a psul of Shanim. Talmud Lomar la'avodat masa. In the context of this mitzvah, the Torah specifies that the Aveda of the Levi that we're discussing over here is Davka Avedas Aveda, Avedas Masa, Amati Vela Bisman. I'm specifying that this is true only where included in the list of the Levi's Avoda is the fact that he has to lift things up on his shoulders. By the way, you'll notice that as a minimal age we have a contradiction. I mean, because over here it says, and in Nassau, in the beginning of the Sugya, where we're counting the Levi'im, and over there it says, Miben Shloshim. I mean, make up your mind. Yev shalomar shloshim. I mean, he can't take 30. Shkvanemar zrim lechamish. Yev shalomar zrim lechamish. Shkvanemar shloshim. So how do we understand a psukim? Okay, it's up. Zrim lechamish lilmod v'shloshim la'avoda. Basically, this implies that the lady shows up for work at 25, and he's put into courses that prepare him for the things that he needs to do as a Levi, which he studies for 5 years. Kesef Mishnah, very interesting. Kesef Mishnah says that the primary course in those 5 years was music, was teaching him music. And that's why it took so long, because it's very difficult.
That's Bet Midash.
What's that?
Bet Midash or Mishkan?
No, that's always. Music was always what Levi had. The main thing that Levi would have to learn, why would it take so long? It's because the music is a very complex. Huh?
But the Hamishim was only.
Yeah, no, the Hamishim is an F. Yeah, the Hamishim is an old age.
No, the Hamishim was only in the Midbar. Is there soon the Hamish and Shoshim in the Midbar? Because that's my problem.
No. It's not only the Midbar. The Rambam brings it, they're not equivalent. We'll talk about the Hamishim also, it's not so partial.
Okay.
That's for the Shorarim, but Shorarim would they need 5 years?
Well, apparently people, although Rashi, we'll see over here, Rashi says that the Avodah consisted of, let's wait just a second, okay, until we get to another few lines. So mikan letalmid shelo ra'a siman yafa b'mishnato chamesh shanim shuv eino ro'eh. Since the Torah gives you 5 years of study, apparently 5 years of study should be enough to get you into the work field. In other words, if you can't make it in 5 years, you're not going to make it. Because otherwise, the Torah would give a broader. In other words, it's telling you this is the range, 25 to 30. If you can't make it from 25 to 30, then he's never going to make it. Problem is that there's another pasuk that indicates differently, because Rabbi Yossi says the range of training is 3 years. Shaloshanim, because we find that when the Nebuchadnezzar imported the best of the Zera Malucha to be part of his Malchus in Babel, so he said to bring in kids and to train them for 3 years. V'gadlam shanim shalosh. So in other words, they had to become familiar with the language of the Kastim, the literature of the Kastim, so that they would be able to be leaders in the government of the Kastim. He only gives them 3 years to do that. Says the Gemara, well, okay, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, you have shiny, lush, and Kastim to Kovil. I mean, yeah, that's an easy course. It's a big deal, so you got to learn Babylonian. You got to learn a little bit of, I mean, we're talking about serious studies, obviously. Serious studies take 5 years. You know, this is for an associate degree. It's not for...
So music is harder to learn than...
So music would be more difficult. Yeah.
And
were
they all okay to learn music in there? They all managed?
Well, let's say I didn't get to the point that I wanted to get to. The other man, the Omer, says, no, on the contrary, we can use as the paradigm the 3 years instead of the five, because Shani Yachot Avodah, the Tekifin, you've got more problems. In other words, it's not normal to say, use as a model something that is uniquely difficult. So for a Levi to be in a position in which he's going to have to be prepared to be able to do all of the various things that a lady might have to do. That is more than is normal in her training period. Because he can't concentrate on one particular thing. So Rashi says over here he has to learn the construction of the Mishkan too. He has to know the ins and outs. So Rashi is in fact defining the lower shear in terms of the Avodah B'Katef as well. Mm-hmm. That's why the Kesef Mishnah brings in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this lahalacha that it's nogebi for music, because otherwise, why wouldn't it also be dependent? The same way the 50 years is dependent on being in the midbar, the 25 to 30 training period should be dependent on the midbar too. Now, the particular age could be as dependent on the midbar. But for music, we don't need strong people, we need knowledgeable people. And we'll see that we would use even Ketanim of the Levium as part of the choir if they had the tools and so on. So we have a very interesting situation over here in which, and this is what causes problems in the Mishnah. If you hold that these shiurim don't apply at all, Bizman Hazeh, then why would the Mishnah create a situation in which it brings Kosher B'Kanim possible B'Levim on things that don't apply almost anymore? Because the Mishnah is talking about something that is not Negeh, it's not a Mitzvah L'Deiris. And in fact, the Rambam doesn't bring it as a Mitzvah L'Deiris. Gufa, because, as Mefarshim explained, this is no longer Negeh.
The training.
No, the age, so. Yeah. The Ramban, on the other hand, says it is Negeh L'Deiris, because in any occasion that you would have to move the Oren, for whatever purpose, and this was Negeh, of course, the moving of the Oren into Yerushalayim, which was the mistake that David made. In other words, so David HaMelech was timing like the Ramban. Once already you don't have a Sea of B'Katev, so why can't we just move the Oren on a moving van, the same way we would move anything else, because it's no longer a Chiev of transference. Ramban time is that the mitzvah is l'derais, and at any point that you would move the Oren, you would have to use a Levi that satisfies these requirements. But Mela, the Mishnah indeed can use this as a. Now, the other sign of it, according to the Rambam, and I think that this is absolutely not true, but what they say is that the meaning In the Mishnah, therefore, of Kosher B'Kainim, possible Levian, has to do with musical training. In other words, that the Kohen doesn't have to be a successful singer, and the Levi does have to be a successful singer. We'll see later on that a Levi is possible if he has a bad voice. Right? The reason that that cannot be true is because of the word Nimtza. The word Nimtza after the Mishnah, Tosfos was Medayik earlier, and the first Nimtza in the series, Tosfos is Medayik, that Nimtza is a reference to the Mishnah. In other words, Nimtza, that what's said, the Mishnah is true. So if the Brisa is defining what it is that the Mishnah is talking about, you can't come along now and give a different pirush if that is the Nimtza. Okay, there's a lot to be said about this sugya. I mentioned to you once that the Rabbeinu Bachya brings in the Seder HaParsha, the din of Ben Chamishim Shana, Benogea Levi, even Bisman Hazer, which doesn't seem to make any sense based on this sugya. And even quotes the sugya.
You said minimum age for Kohanim?
Yeah, we'll see on Amid Beis. So now, the question of what we use as a model and a paradigm for education is also very fascinating. At some point to the Mishnah Novice that gives you 5-year gaps. Tells me that we're allowing you 5 years to complete the course. The marker of that 5 years would be Nogea this as well. Okay, maybe. There's other ways to understand that Mishnah. Tana Rabbana. Kohen mishyavish tei sa'arot ad sheyaskin kasher avodah. A Kohen, from the time that he has reached puberty until such time as he is old, and we're going to discuss what old means on Amud Beis, is kosher to do the avodah, but mumin poslim bo. Whereas a ben Levi, mi ben shloshim v'ad ben chamishim kasher avodah, v'shanim poslim bo. But Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do we say that he has this age limit? That's Tafkabal Amoich Vimidbar. Aval Bishilo, Bebet Olamim, Enid Salim Elabikol. The Psul today is only having a bad voice. Om Rav Yossi Maikro, where do we see that the voice, as long as the voice is okay, the age is okay? Because it says Vayi Ke'echad, meaning that anybody that was there could participate. As long as Lashmiya Kolachat, as long as the result was a harmonious, integrated kol. If somebody can't be part of that, then he can't be part of the singing. And when you say Achiaskin until he gets old, what is getting old? Ad Kama. Omer Abila Omer Abichanina Ad Shiratate. At the point at which he's trembling, as he cannot stand without trembling, and no longer has the chaos to appear in a normal stature, that's already, whatever age that is, that's already old.
But it's a standing problem.
It's a trembling problem. Whatever he's doing, he can't, he does what... From age.
Does it limit him to 50?
No, of course not. He has skin. Now, we have other elements that are also nogea, zikna. We have a halacha legabe tumat, man hasam, ba'al keri shetaval, v'lo hitil mayim, l'kishiyatil tamein. So here you have a problem. Let's say if there's some semen that's left in the urethra. Somebody then urinates. He now is going to be motzi that leftover semen. He's going to become tamein as a ba'al keri. So even if he'd gone to the mikvah, if he now urinates again, he's going to be matame himself, assuming he hadn't urinated before going to the mikveh. Says Rav Yossi, this is dafka b'chole uvzaken. It's only if someone is ill, or if someone is sick. If someone is old, sorry. So, but then he's tame. But if he's yeled, if he's young, ubebari, and he's also well, physically well, then he's tahar, because then the ejaculate is complete. Now, when we say yelet in this context, at kama, what's considered to be a yelet? Om Rabbi Lo, Om Rabbi Chanina, kosher olmid al raglo echad v'choleitz min alov v'noyom ha. If he can stand on one foot and get his shoe on and take his shoe off, he's young. That's the ultimate test. You want to check on virility? That's all you got to do. Now, of course, this is a little bit prejudiced, perhaps, because it was Rabbi Hanina's halacha. And Omro Lover, Rabbi Hanina, Shaya ben Shmonim Shana, Rabbi Hanina was 80 years old, that's exactly what he could do. Ayomin Aragachas, Vakolets Minalov, and Ayomin Alov. Omro Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Hanina always used to say, you know, with the chaming v'shemen shesachatam in me b'yalduti, ain't on duly beitzik duti. My mommy took good care of me. I used to use olive oil, you know, and give me hot baths. And that sort of strengthened me for when I was old. And I basically remained youthful for a long time. Tana Rabbana, nitmale zikno ro'ui le'asot shliach tzibur, once a Kohen has now a beard, so at that point he can be made into a Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur, Rashi learns, means to do all of the various things like Tzkiah Shefer, to be the Shliach of Bezdin, to put somebody into Nidui, and so on and so forth. And the other thing is a definition of it. There's a Shliach Tzibur, and then there's also Leireg Lifnei HaTeva. The other Rishonim would disagree in Taina that the word Shliach Tzibur always means Leireg Lifnei HaTeva. These other things are called Shamash Betaknes, they're not called Shliach Tzibur.
What does it do with the Kohen?
Well, because we're going to get to it, but it says over here also Lisa is Kappa, but it's going to go a little further now. You stop in the middle. But he would be kosher to do the avoda from puberty. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani achi ben atzrim. I say he has to be 20 years old in order to do the avoda. Where do we get this from? Omer Christ, my time of the Rabbi. Dechsiva ya'amidu et alavim li ben atzrim shana v'mala. Says over here, of course this is strange because we're talking about Kohanim. And this pasuk seems to be a reference to Levian, not Kohanim. But anyway, it says that they stood up the Levian from the time they were 20 years old, this was at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, Lenatzeach HaMeleches Beis Hashem. So you see, assuming that this is Kohanim, you see that you have to be 20. The Ilach, whereas the Tanakama, who said that they only have to have Shtei Saharot, they say, oh, of course, it says, L'natzeach HaMeleches Beis Hashem. We're not talking about L'natzeach. L'natzeach means you're doing something that is problematic, it requires mitzvah, so you're in charge of something. I mean, that's already a much more difficult thing, and that requires somebody who's been answering. But as far as doing regular Abedah, it doesn't say over here you need to be Ben Esri. So, I understand, what are we talking about? Well, I grew up a Levium too. Isn't this person referring to Levium, not Kayanim? The discussion here revolved around the Kayanim. When did they cause you to do Abedah? And now you're even talking about how old the Levium were. That we take for granted as a reference to Kohanim, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you look carefully through Tanakh, you will find that be'esrin li'arba'a mekomot nikru Kohanim Levi'im. There's 24 different locations in which Kohanim are called Levi'im. And I'll show you one of them and take that, because the one I'm going to show you is undeniable, and then use that and see that it's actually a model. It says, Va'koanim ha-Levi'im b'nei Tzadok. Now, Tzadok, of course, was the Kohen. So, they can't possibly be Levi'im. So, therefore, what it means, the Kohanim, who are the Levi'im, in other words, Shevet Levi. So, ultimately, we look at the Levui that is being done by the Kohanim as something that's a function of Levi, of course. The Kohanim is a specific function of Levi. But they're always called Levi'im. Their Hashivas comes from their connection to Shevet HaLevi. And the Mela, here too, when we say Be'amidos HaLevi'im, we're talking about Meleches Beis Hashem, that's on an ongoing basis in a reference to Kayanim and not to Levi'im. You'll notice, of course, that there's also 24 places in which we do the Mishmarot. There's also 24 places in which we, there's also 24 Ma'alos HaKuhuna that the Mishnah lists. There's also 24 Matanes of the Kuhuna. And there's also all Shemush is in terms of 24, which is why the Shemesh is divided into 24-hour day. And so there's a lot of issues here that relate to the idea of 24. But there's the 24 places. This also relates to the 24 blackbirds baked in a pie, which, well, no, seriously, the 24 blackbirds baked in a pie, the number, that's the thing that the Kohanim relate to specifically is Malika of Aniface, correct? Only they can do that. We'll see what the specific chashivas is of the blackbirds. We'll see later on. Why they're baked in a pie, I've never been able to figure out.
Probably has something to do with Menachot.
All right, so this is one of them then too. Tanrabanan, Ish Mizaraka Ledorotam. So you notice that in the Parsha of Mumin, it specifies an Ish. If an Ish Mizaraka Ledorotam is one of these women, he's possible. In other words, but if he's not an Ish, and Bechlal is not even included in this whole set of Aveda that we require now to discuss whether he has a woman or not. So Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar, Katan Pasul Abuda, Vapilu Tam. A cotton actually would be possible even if he's a Tam. And at what point is the kosher l'aveda actually, technically speaking, as soon as he's not a kosher? Mishia v'ishtei sarot. As soon as he reaches puberty, he can theoretically do the avoda. Actually, though, in practice, it's not accepted that a youngster should do the avoda, and the kohen would not allow him in to do the avoda. Now, ikin yami ha-rabbi. Some say this is what Rebbe was referring to. In other words, when Rebbe said Miben Esrim, he didn't mean that there was a psul Miben Esrim. He meant that Lamais it boils down to an acceptance that the halakas will only let you in at 20. If Lamais a kid got in and went ahead and did the Aveda and nobody noticed, they thought he was older, he looked older. So fine, it would certainly wouldn't possible anything. Whereas others say Ikedi Amre that no, Rebbe actually holds that b'di'evit it would be possible, even though it's only min rabbanan, we don't have a mokar and a posik, but that we made a takona, that we don't want a cotton to do aveda, and therefore to see to it that that never happens, that we actually possibly the aveda, and this that says that he shouldn't go in, but if he did it would be kosher, it's not really a problem, would be the rabbanan who are arguing on Rebbe, and it's they who say l'chatchilu hu delo. Avad the Avad, Avadat Arksheiran, here it's literally the Avad. If he did the Avoda, then the Avoda, in fact, it's like 2 minutes. The Avoda, in fact, would actually be kosher. Tosis points out, by the way, I said that there are places which it's clear that Kishahevish Esarot, he brings from Megillah, that a cotton is any yard within a teva, but if it's Masha Mishia Vishte Sarot, he can be yard within a teva. Here it says that he had Pidavka Mitzvah Lezik. No, how do you explain that? So Tosus explains that the concept over here that we're referring to is the Kvi'ut. Now, it's to make this guy the official chazan, or that he should be the one that represents the Tzibur on the Ta'aniyot and Ma'amadot, days which are important, that we have to have a representative for the Tzibur that's going to speak to them all. There he has to be Nitma Lezikno. But there's nothing wrong with his going down Bakrai to be the Chazan in front of the Teva. Furthermore, he brings a Raya that says Beferish, that even a cotton is no sekapa, because it says cotton in the shir bin machalik truma, it says cotton she yodea visat kapav machalik no truma. So, and here it says that he has to be mitmalik zikdo, I mean, that's very strange. It first explains that the cotton, and this is the minig as well, that the cotton can be no sekapa together with kohanim, where he's not noticed, sort of the Sare Alevim, as we'll see later on. Now, you can have kids scattered in when the Gedolim are doing things. So certainly will not set the cotton up there to be Nase Eskapa alone. So, another one of our sets in which A is minus B and B is minus A is Tohor Bekli Feres Tamei Bekol HaKelim. Tahor b'kol hakelim, tameh b'kli feres. What would be tahor in a kli feres? Namely, if you touch a kliperis with something, let's say take a shirt and touch it, nothing happens. It's tahor. If you did that to any other kli, the kli would become tameh. On the other hand, what is tahor b'chol hakelim, if you took a shirt and you held it inside a kettle, nothing would happen. It didn't touch the kettle. It's not tameh. But on a kliperis, the fact that you held it inside the kliperis is metameh the kliperis. So they're opposite. Tana rabbana, avir kli cheres tameh v'gabo tahor. The airspace of a kli cheres is where tameh is the question, both in terms of giving you a kabel tumah and in terms of giving off tumah. Although once a kli cheres is tameh, of course it'll give off tumah from its back end as well. It's not that it can only give off tumah. So that's the essential thing that the Mishnah was referring to, was not being metameh, but rather being mitameh or mittameh in non-Mishnaic Hebrew. So the gav is tahor, whereas avir kol hakelim, the airspace of normal kelim, is tahor. The gaban tameh, it's only the actual back of the kli, of touching it, that'll be mekabel tumah. Nimsa tahor b'klicheres tameh b'kol hakelim, tahor b'kol hakelim tameh b'klicheres. Now this is a striking halach. I mean, not immediately, where do we see this in the Torah? The Tanur Rabbanan Tocho, the Torah says, it's and it says it on both ends. It says it both in terms of being mitameh and in terms of being mitameh. First it says, v'kol klicheres asher yivol mehem l'tocho, whether it's talking about the various shrotzim, if they fall into the kliheres, then yitma. So it says the word tocho. It also says that the kli is matami other things, because it says kol asher bitocho yitma. Anything in it will become tami. So on both ends, the word tocho is used. That's important to keep in mind. Tomorrow we're going to get a lot of tochos and see every one that the Torah refers to. But it says tocho means afa pishalo naga. So when it says kol kli cheres asher yipol mehem l'tocho, that is a reference to falling into its airspace, not touching it. Who says? I mean, you claim it means it falls into the inside without touching. What makes you, what gives you the right to go to such an extreme? Maybe the Torah is only saying you can't be metamic from the outside. You have to be metamic from the inside. But obviously you have to touch it. Maybe it means touching it from the inside. I mean, what you've done is you've set up a Mishnah, the whole idea is opposite. Not just the location is opposite. Says Rav Yonatan ben Aptulmos, well, if you take a look at the pasuk, you see that the word tocho is used on both ends. Ne'amar tocho litameh. It says tocho in terms of being metameh other things also, because it says kol asher betocho yitma, reference to its contents. The ne'amar tocho litameh. It also says tocho, as you just referred to, being makabel tumah. Now, ma tocho, just like the word tocho, amur litameh, which was said in terms of the kli being metameh other things, obviously, as I'll show you in a moment, has to mean apa pi shalonaga. Even though there was no contact with the actual edge of the kli, the word tocho in context therefore means airspace, not touching. So you do not require negiya. Af tocho amur litameh. The tocho that is said in the context of the kli being mikabel tumah, the kol kli cheres asher yipol mehem l'tocho, means l'tocho, into the airspace. Yeah. So Abba Bishamon, like, how should we know that? I don't understand. You took for granted. You proved to me something. And you take it for granted. I don't understand. How do you know that the kli cheres is metame without touching? Maybe it's only metame by touching. I'm ready on it to look. The Torah says anything in that kli is going to be tame. Okay, so HaTorah Yira kli cheres. Afilo malechadal. Let's say that we take a giant container of kliheres and we fill it up with mustard. Mustard seed. Not mustard prepared. Now mustard seed, the Torah says, kol asher betocho yitma. Explain to me if that requires negiah. How is that possible? Outside mustard seeds, the one in contact with the edge, are makabel tumah. Now what happens? They're going to be metame. The next row of mustard seeds, first of all, they're too small. You need to have a kibbutz. Secondly, even if, let's say they would be metame, no? So let's say they became a risha, now they'll make the next one the sheni, and then what? And that's the end of it. The reaction peters out. So how in the world could the Torah possibly say that whatever is inside, any foodstuffs that are inside of the Torah, the stomach, will become tummy if you're telling me you require touching the edge? So clearly the Torah is talking about not touching the edge, anything in the airspace of the Klikara. So it's a spatial idea, it's not an Igiyah idea. If so, the same thing is true in the other direction. The Klikara is being makabel tuma, it's being makabel tuma through the space and not through the Nagiyah. Very good.